Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm privileged to welcome a very well-respected and accomplished entrepreneur from Slovenia and Canada, Mr. Jan Stanovnik. Jan, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome.
Jan is the founder and chief executive officer of ABBA Nutrition Limited. He has over 33 years of business experience living and working in Slovenia, Canada, UK, and the United States. So Jan, before we talk about ABBA, tell me a little bit about your own background and your own journey in brief.
My journey was kind of very long because of the different countries where I lived. I started in Slovenia. I studied electrical engineering. And after a while, I left for Canada, where I started working in telecommunications and then financing. After a while, I returned back to Slovenia as consultant, and I help other companies, turn around management and also help them to finance the projects. But later on, I got involved in sales, and I was introduced to food supplement industry and cosmetics, and I become somehow successful in the company where I work, international company. Then I developed the skills in sales and management, and of course finished also MBA, master degree, and I grew up, so I become very efficient in my job with my team that I developed. And then I took over a position as general manager for a multinational company in London. And there I was also very impressed with the industry, how it works, how we can help people. And this is how I said, it's time to go on my own with the company that would make some changes in the industry. And here I am. So fantastic. ABBA Nutrition.
So ABBA Nutrition, such a fascinating name, certainly to people with my vintage who've grown up listening to ABBA. Why did you choose the name ABBA, and what is the significance of the name?
Well, I was very intrigued with the environment I work with. And that is with ingredients, with the nature, how food supplements can change lives to some people a little bit, but to others so impressive that I noticed, living with the nature is something that we in this modern world almost forget how to live, yeah? ABBA comes from Aramaic word Godfather. It's an inspiration of connecting nature with the modern living. And that's how ABBA Nutrition started. Many people think, oh, this is, a music group and so on. They are a fan, but I didn't have this kind of inspiration. And also, it's historically connected with, of course, something else. Yeah.
Well said. Thank you for your response. And Jan, what makes your products or your company unique from other nutrition companies, and how are you different?
Yes. Well, I was working in this industry for several years, I noticed that there are many companies that are trying to be good and financially efficient, and they are going with kind of average products. The ingredients may not be what they're written on the package. Lots of mediocrity, and I was fed up of this. I said I want to have a change, and I want to make a change. Also, in the direct selling industry, there were a lot of flaws and something that could be improved. And I said I want to do it in this area as well. So I put together some scientists. It's a group, special group of very successful but very influential scientists mm-hmm. in this industry, they performed a lot of changes in the industry. And I said, look, let me put them together. So mm-hmm. our company used support of very high respected scientists, and we created formulations that would really work. Before we started, we were impressed by the research, market research, over 60 countries, over 30,000 people. And more than 80% of them, they said, we would like to pay more for the product if we would know it works. That gives us, gave us a little bit thought that, look, it doesn't matter the price. Let's focus on the quality. And we really succeeded. I have to say, you know, I'm not too proud on something, you know, but I'm proud on some formulations. We used very powerful ingredients, the right mix and the right amount of the ingredients gives the synergy effects that really works. And I have to say, from every day I hear from my call center, wow, you know, these customers, they said this customer, this. And I'm very impressed by the effects our products have. And of course, the market needs that. Also, I noticed that it's not only the product that people need, but they need also the service to serve them with help and advice they need, not just how to use the product, but also in their problems they have. We don't advise on how to heal because we don't have drugs, but we have food supplements. But to educate them how to change life, how to make better life, to healthier life, how to change the lifestyle. Well, all this makes us a little bit unique. There are some companies, I guess, they do the same. But we are proud for this, what we have.
Right. Very interesting. But the other question I wanted to ask you, Jan, was that this nutrition and supplements market is very, very competitive and very highly saturated. What strategies do you use to create this differentiation in the mind of the customer?
Yes. What we notice is that customers, they need advice, they need to talk, and then we want to follow them. We want to live with them. So once our customer comes through digital marketing, whatever we get through call center, we build up the profile and we advise, and we ask if we can call back and check how's going after a month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months. And then we follow the customer and we find out that there is a progress. So we can advise them. Even if we don't have a product they need, we can advise work together. This makes us a little bit different, and we achieve really good relationship with the customer.
Right.
We found that customers need the relationship. They want to identify with a product. And here we are successful. I believe that this makes a little bit different. And no matter, look, I sometimes compare ABBA Nutrition with iPod. We know that iPod, you know, what happened with that? So it doesn't matter when you come to the market, if you do something better, if you do something new that people really need, then it doesn't matter how many cars are in the world and companies are still selling. People need that. And if there is a improvement with the car, with you know, the way how it goes, you know, here we are.
Very interesting. You also mentioned a few minutes back that you decided to bring together a group of scientists to develop a lot of your formulations. Can you help us understand the process behind developing your products, and how do you ensure each product fits your brand's values and mission?
Yeah, first of all, I discussed just the other day, I had a lecture in at the World Expo White Label in Frankfurt, and I discussed, you know, how important it is that people have the right product and service that they need. You know, not just that it works, but also they need. Our idea is the product range 369. So there is the triangle of wellness, what we call. Everyone needs, and these are the three most important areas, healthy energy, healthy sleep, and healthy nutrition. So once we cover all these three, then we have another six areas like metabolic, longevity, and cardiovascular, and so on. So once we have these nine areas covered, we cover 99% of, you know, the important things in our body. And based on the product range 369, so 3 + 6 = 9, we developed the product for every area. Now, how it works? Well, scientists get what we want to achieve, and they're looking for a very efficient ingredients. And also we have to check that we have enough resources. We also pay attention for certificates. They're coming from organic farms without pesticides and so on. And once we have these formulations, then we test these formulations, not the way how some people would think, you know, we give out and watch how they feel. But we make the product and give to the market, but we are monitoring the response. And I have to say that so far we were very lucky with every formulation that we came out. Food supplements will not work on everyone the same. And some people will not even feel anything. You know, but 99% people, if they know how to listen to their body, they will notice that there is a difference. Now, it's totally a different world. When you receive the feedback from the customer that something happens and is very happy, and now he's walking much easier down the stairs than before, and there are some stunning stories, well, then you know that the formulation is great. And then, of course, we just continue and we market and we pay attention that we receive a good, you know, feedback, testimonies. It's an interesting story how the world is done. I want transparency. And I said, we're going to give on the webpage the first name and the last name. Imagine after a few months, some people called in and they said they were called by customers or by someone, if that's true. And of course, they didn't want to be bothered. So they asked us to remove. Then, of course, we were forced to put the initial after the first name. And so what you see, this is it.
Very interesting. My next question to you is that, you know, you have, when you have been selling nutrition products, there is a responsibility as the founder and CEO that you carry of potentially impacting the health and well-being of people. How do you handle such a responsibility?
Well, first of all, you have to have for good people in the company. I mean, people are the company. Yeah? So we... who is working, we have strict rules and values that a person has to follow. Secondly, every product must be tested by independent laboratories. So before it goes to the market, we know that what we have and these formulations, that this is a safe product. Then I also watch that comparing our product with others, we want to see is this with the right amount and everything. So I'm personally involved in monitoring comparison of our products with others and see how it's going to the market. Of course, there is responsibility also on the side of customers, and that is they are taking properly. So everything that is written on the package has to be according to the regulations that, government bodies give. But that one thing that we are also very proud of is we provide with every package also the description of the ingredients and instructions how to use. It's not enough just on the package or on the internet before they buy, but also when they open the package, that they get these instructions. And of course, at the bottom it says it's your responsibility that you will use properly. Once you cover all this, then there can always happen something, but this is the risk that everyone has. Even if you are not in health industry or wellness industry, every job, everyone holds some responsibility. And me as founder and CEO, of course, I take some risk.
Well said. My next few questions are for you now personally, Jan. As the founder, what role do you play in the company now? And has your role evolved from the time you founded the company?
Well, I'm still growing the company. I'm growing the company physically. What we found that we are in the industry now with CBD. CBD industry is very regulated. Yeah. It's very limited what you can do in terms of marketing and so on. So my decision was to work in North America with non-CBD products. We're going to manufacture there soon. So there are a lot of activities, and I'm between Europe and North America quite often. I have some people who, of course, oversee what I used to do in the past, and now they are doing. So I have people. I trust them, and I'm trying to every day see what is new, how to delegate some things. For one thing that I'm very proud is that if I am a leader of the company, I'm ready to pick up for any job they have. I was once involved even in a call center. I was teaching people how to do it just by instinct, not by something that I had a big mileage, a long mileage, I found that being in a call center, you have to be first the person. You have to speak openly, and you have to be helpful. You need this to develop these skills, the qualities that advisor has. So I can do any job, but of course, at the moment, I have some people that are taking over my responsibilities.
Well said. I have time for two or three more questions. My next question is that what steps have you and ABBA Nutrition taken towards sustainability in your operations and your supply chain?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Today, you have so many ingredients are coming from all over the world. It's very difficult to monitor the quality. So the first very, very important job that we have is that whatever goes in the production, everything is monitored and checked that meets our criteria. And the second thing is we have to make sure that we have enough in the stock, because sales is seasonable too a little bit, in the winter times, spring, it's getting bigger sales, and of course, then you need enough stock. And then, of course, logistics now, you know, from different countries. Some countries have easier access. You know, packaging is coming very fast. In some countries, it needs a few days. But we have good partners that take care of all this. So I would say we are quite good. Everything goes smoothly. I just hope that there will be no COVID and restrictions of travel. Then we know what happens.
Interesting. Two more questions for you. My next question to you is, as an entrepreneur, what are some of the challenges you have faced, given the fact that you worked for a large company as a senior professional? Now, as an entrepreneur, what are the challenges you have faced in building ABBA, and how did you overcome them?
Wow. The biggest challenge I never thought it's going to be is finding the right people to work with.
Correct.
Okay. There are so many people, they don't have job or they have a good qualities, but it doesn't matter how experienced is someone, how what background is. You are challenged with, and what you learn, and you see that you have to really make good scanning at the beginning. And for me, it's not so important the knowledge and skills, all this you get, but who you are as a person. What is your character? How healthy you are. I'm not trying to say now that someone who is not healthy cannot work with us, but it is very important that we know what's the real status of someone. Yeah. So this is really a challenge to get the right people, especially today when you can hire someone on online and you haven't met in person.
Right.
The second challenge is that. You know, many meetings are just going online, and you take a risk sometimes for something that you agree and this and that, because physical interaction or, you know, seeing in person someone and knowing someone a little bit more than just, you know, over a minute, you get some, you know, business opportunity or offer and you just go for it, but you don't know what is the behind.
Right.
Then the information. Today, one of the biggest challenges is also data protection.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are writing back and forth using contact list and everything, how to protect, because...
Right.
Sometimes you see person, everything is perfect, but he has his own life after a job. And, you know, it's difficult to know what kind of issues and how he can overcome some challenges.
Right.
And if he fails, this can impact my company.
Mm.
So how I solve the problems? Well, it's a hard work, and I want to be involved in every major decision that is under this pressure.
Well said. Great response. Thank you. And my last question, Jan, and this is my request to look at your crystal ball and tell me, what do you see ABBA Nutrition 5 years from now?
Oh, I don't look in the crystal ball, but I believe in, in God, you know, just through the name you can know this. But I see that there are so many opportunities. Many people still don't have access to proper food, yet alone the food supplements.
Yeah.
Food supplement is just one of seven pillars of health, what we call. And I believe that, you know, if we look at the statistics, every year the market is growing very much. I see that within 10 years or 5 years from now, there will be so many people that will value the importance of food supplements. And I believe that within 5 years, we will have at least 1 million customers.
Wow.
Yeah. If we grew in 4 years, for example, we have over 50,000 customers across Europe. And we have a good retention rate. We are I believe we are on the right track. We will have a lot of people to overcome, to live better. But we have to understand that food supplements are still supplements. They are not drugs. Right. So the industry will grow, and we believe we will play a major part in this game. That's it.
Good luck to you. And on that note, Jan, and your amazing conversation about your own journey, thank you for speaking to me about ABBA. I was fascinated when you told me how you started to develop your products, got a team of scientists, to back and develop your nutrition products. Thank you for talking to me about so many different aspects of nutrition. Thank you also for speaking to me at such length about how important the customer is, how important your leadership team is, and how important it is for you as the person who's the founder and the CEO to take responsibility for all the decisions of the company. Thank you again for speaking to me, and good luck.
Thank you, Aston, for this. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you after a few years. We will see where we are.
Look forward. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.